Anand says, I have been trying to manifest $1 million for several weeks now, using words as you advise, but it's not working so far. What's going wrong?
You're giving the impetus or the inflection on the lack of the $1 million. So therefore, you're basically giving your attention that the $1 million is eluding you. If you let go of that process and start focusing on specifically what you would do with the $1 million and basically organize that, then it has a much easier way of finding you so you can enjoy the $1 million. But not from of why I can't get the million and I don't notice, or I do notice that I don't have the million. Start getting in a preparatory stage of what you would do with the $1 million and then allow it to flow freely and easily to you. And then it has no choice but to. But see, you're concentrating the contrast of you being lack the $1 million. So shift the impetus from the lack of it or trying to figure out how, as a degree of separation, to get it and focus on spending it and what you want to do with it and what it would do. And then if you can achieve those without the $1 million, then the $1 million is a piece of cake.
Then Anand says, alternatively, should I just wait till Bob and James manifest the global forgiveness of all debt?
There's your tell. I want the $1 million because I've already spent it. I want the $1 million because I'm $1 million in debt. Well, there you go. There you go. Well, if you were able to spend the $1 million you didn't have, you're a pretty marvelous creator already, aren't you?